Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamer Tag Radio. Brand new episode here, and I'm live. Wow, this is like, I haven't done this since COVID-19 started.
Okay.
So right now we're in, over here, located Central Park in New York City, 110th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I invited one of my friends that also lives here in New York City, Bam Beats. What's going on, Bam?
What's going on, GLD? How you been, bro?
Everything good, man. How's the fam? How's everything, man?
Good.
Since the whole pandemic. Yeah,
I mean, I just been working a lot, you know, working where I work at in the post office, you know, mail never stops, so I'm constantly working.
Yeah.
My girlfriend just recently got a job with Amazon because they've been hiring, and I still got the kids back home in Florida. They were supposed to come up here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, in the next 2 weeks after they finish school, but with the whole corona, I'm probably just going to leave them there for a little while.
All right, cool. It's all good.
It settles down.
Now, I know we're going to be talking about Final Fantasy VII, the remake and also the original. Your thoughts about the differences between the two and all that. No spoilers. For those that are listening, no spoilers.
You're going to have to stop. You might have to stop me. Sometimes, like, hey, whoa, whoa.
There's going
to
be some parts that we're going to be like, yo, bam, no spoilers.
Okay.
But I feel like it's very important because there's a lot of us that haven't played the game. It's going to come out for the PC and also for Xbox. And maybe there's some that also play the game on PlayStation 4 that I think it will be a great conversation to talk about.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. You also could find us on any podcast app. Bam. All you have to do.
What I got to do?
Search for Gamertag Radio. On any app.
Okay. I already have it subscribed on my Apple.
You use what? Apple Podcasts?
Yeah, Apple Podcasts.
All right. So look, there's people that don't use Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. They could use Spotify, any other app.
Really?
Subscribe. Follow us. Maybe post a review. That's it. That's all I have to do.
I put my review. Easy. I was like, Godfrey, he's terrible.
No. Not like that. But you do that and you can listen to all of our episodes. And we'll be releasing a lot of episodes twice a week. Sometimes even more, depending on if there's any breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now from May all the way to August. There's going to be a lot of announcements, especially that Xbox Series X. PlayStation 5 is coming out later this year. I think it's important to release more content during the summer. There's no E3, so
yeah,
you know, that's how we do it.
Great.
All right. So if you would like also to send us feedback, maybe you don't like Bam's opinion about Final Fantasy Remake, and, you know, you can hit us up, fanmail@gamertagradio.com.
Or you can send a really bad message to me at Bam Beats on Twitter.
And Bam Beats.
And most likely I might send a reply back with a bunch of just curse words, so.
There you go. Now, if you'd like to be part of fan mail, just send us an email, and this is how.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
So, Bam, let's talk about Final Fantasy VII,
yes,
and also the new one, Remake. Now, before you talk about Remake,
yes,
I know you're a huge Final Fantasy guy.
Absolutely.
Final Fantasy, period.
All the way. Final Fantasy ever made. We talked about this in the summertime, I think. Right?
Yeah, I think we did...
last summer.
We did like a battle of the games.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about it, and I pretty much had a solid case on Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah. I personally think VI is my favorite.
I mean...
Because here's the thing, and before we go to VII, I think... I feel like... VI is a lot more challenging, it's not easy, and it's a lot more fun. I feel like VII, great story, I just found it too easy. I don't find it challenging
but that was
at
the
all,
whole
unless
thing.
You want to do like the secret bosses, you know what I'm trying to say?
I mean, that's the whole thing. That's why Final Fantasy VII is more, you know, popular, is because it was a little bit easier compared to Part VI. But, you know, VII still had a better, way better storyline, like, and it was like more user-friendly. To like to the common person.
Yeah.
When it came to like, you know, role-playing games.
Now, let's go with Final Fantasy VII and Final Fantasy VII Remake. Now, before you talk about your history with Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah. I mean, they can still tune into that old episode.
Yeah.
To hear my thorough take on Final Fantasy VII.
But Were you excited about Remake?
Yes, I've been excited. I think, when did they announce? They originally announced it, what? I think in 2006, right? Seven, no, that they, that they a, wanted
that
to work
a,
on
that was a tech demo. That was not like an official.
But no, the official that it was supposed to drop, I think it was in like 4 or 5 years ago, right?
It was like PlayStation 3 days, I think it was. Early PlayStation 3. That's when they showed.
But 4 or 5 years ago, they talked about like, we're going to actually drop the game. We're going to make this game.
Yeah, like officially PlayStation 4, yeah, yeah.
Since then, I've been waiting for this.
But there was a tech demo, if you look it up,
okay,
for the original PlayStation 3. Mm-hmm. This was just a tech demo. It wasn't like an official announced game. They were just showing like how the game is going to work on the PlayStation 3.
Which that was in 07, 08, I think.
You talk about
PS3 time.
PlayStation 3.
Okay.
But I was at the press conference when they showed Final Fantasy VII Remake.
How was the audience?
The crowd went nuts. I mean, if you're a fan of Final Fantasy and you're a fan of PlayStation,
now
you're gonna go wild.
Before we move forward, let's go back to the Battle of the Games. If they would have made a remake of Final Fantasy VI, which crowd do you think would get more excited?
No, it was VII. Because VII, right.
That's all.
Honestly, VII was the most successful. Not only that, but also mainstream.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, everybody's going to have their own, forget about story.
Yeah.
Challenging and difficulty.
I think six
was, in my opinion, was like the one that I'm like, all right, I like this.
Agree to disagree. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just leave it as
all right. Now, so the crowd was ecstatic when they showed the remake.
Going crazy.
So you saw the trailer and all that?
Yeah. I was there at the press conference.
My God,
yeah.
That's amazing.
So now with Final Fantasy VII Remake, you were home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you watched the conference live or not. Or maybe
no, I didn't see it live. I saw it on YouTube.
Pre-recorded.
A couple hours later, yeah.
So you were hyped.
Absolutely. Nano sent me the link and I saw it at work and I was like, oh my God.
Now, why you were hyped? Because remember,
I'm hyped because Final Fantasy VII is like easily top 3 favorite game ever.
Yeah.
It's like Metal Gear, Final Fantasy VII. Mm-hmm. And it certainly depends on how I feel in the day. Final Fantasy VII might be higher than that. Might be number one.
I think Final Fantasy is way higher than Metal Gear.
No. As a series, Metal Gear, like every Metal Gear is amazing.
You know what I like about Final Fantasy is it's a different story. Like
I get that.
Like right now, I'm playing Final Fantasy IX for the first time. People will be like, "Really, Danny? Crazy. You slept on IX?" I'm like, "Look, first of all, that game came out when the PlayStation, or this came out during the PlayStation 1 era."
It was right at the end of the. I was in high school. I was like in 10th grade when it came out.
I completely skipped that and went to PlayStation 2. Oh. So I'm like, oh, whatever. So that's why I skipped it.
But if we go back to the Battle of the Games, I mentioned how Final Fantasy IX is the greatest, most slept on Final Fantasy ever.
Yes, but it's because 8 wasn't that great.
No, 8 was terrible.
8 was. Eh.
And you know what? I bet you if I go back and play 8, I'll probably like it a lot more. It's just like, it was like we had 7 and then we play 8. We're like, what is this garbage? This is terrible.
9 remind me a lot of 7 and 6.
Exactly, because people talk where the reviews of 8 was so bad that they were like, yo, we got to go back to the original formula.
Yeah, yeah. But I think 10 and up was like the voices. And,
yeah, and I lost interest after X. Yeah. I stopped playing them.
Now, you finally played Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yeah.
Now, no spoilers, and I know it's going
to
be tough.
It's going to be tough. I'm going to have to like...
Forget about the
ending. I might pause a lot because I have to like think about like, I don't want to spoil the game, you know?
Yeah, that's all good. Now, forget about the ending.
Mm-hmm.
But how can you, as a person that is a huge fan of 7, because I love 7, I actually have 7 again on my Switch.
Okay.
Why should someone like me should play Final Fantasy VII Remake?
I mean, there's a bunch of reasons, man. You can be a young kid who's never heard of Final Fantasy, and you're going to play this game, you're going to be like, this game is awesome. Mm-hmm. Then you can be a guy like you and me who have, you know, a nostalgic feeling to Final Fantasy VII. And when you play this game, you're like, oh, wow, this is... You're like reliving the moment with today's graphics. Like, I'm playing the game and I'm like, I have like a smirk in my face. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is... almost like, you know, frame by frame of how the original was, but with today's graphics.
Yeah.
And I mean, my girlfriend's sitting next to me. I'm like, yo, babe, I played this game when I was your son's age, which is my stepson. I was, you know... 13 years old when this game came out. Now I'm a 35, 36 year old man.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's, you know, you have a nostalgic feeling when you play this game, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. How's the difficulty compared to the original 7 game?
I guess they kind of did what they did with 7. It's you know, pretty easy. Like, it's not easy, but it's not hard. It's not nothing. Like, I probably died maybe twice. And that's because I was kind of being foolish.
So right now it's 7 o'clock in New York City.
Okay.
So... everybody claps. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but everybody claps for...
Oh, is that what I hear in my neighborhood?
Yeah, it's
what?
Like a thank you to the essential workers. So grocery store, healthcare workers, fire...
So they're applauding to me, which I am an essential worker.
You are an essential worker, yeah.
Thank you. No problem, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You see the crowd? I mean, yeah. I don't know if you can hear it, but...
You're welcome, guys. You're welcome.
The whole city of New York starts clapping. The whole city.
You're welcome. Please, sit down. Please. Everybody, sit down. Please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't have to stand up for me.
Yeah. But continue. Please continue.
What was I talking about?
No, just difficulty.
Oh, yeah, difficulty. Yeah, like, it's kind of like they did what they did with Part 7, which is kind of like... They didn't make it too difficult. You can save a lot of areas. Where you save is like a bench like this, like where we're sitting on.
Yeah.
So they made a lot of benches in throughout the game so you can save a lot of pinpoints. And they got the little refreshment. So you can always like refresh yourself when you take a nap and all that.
Yeah.
Like I said, I probably died twice playing this game. And the reasons why I died twice is because like I knew I was going to turn it off because I got something to do. Yeah. So I kind of like play a little recklessly to see what's good, what's ahead. Type of stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
But it's I expect it to be a little bit harder because since it followed the same formula as Kingdom Hearts,
yeah,
and Kingdom Hearts was a pretty hard game.
Now, the original game there was no voice acting.
No,
this one does have voice actors.
Voice acting
and actresses.
I got a problem with Barrett.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because have you seen Tropic Thunder?
Yes,
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's supposed to be playing like a black guy, Turkin.
Yeah, yeah.
Turkin. That's who sounds like Barrett.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like a fake black dude going, oh, man, I can't believe it. Oh, whoa. But I looked at the cast. I'm like, who the hell is Pleasant?
Oh, wait. The cast, the actor that plays his character.
Yeah, like it sounds overdone, like an overdone black guy.
Is he?
He's black. But that's the thing. I went to IMDb. I'm like, what is this racist? Oh, wow. It's a black guy who did the voice. Wow.
Okay.
Do I feel like an idiot?
Okay. But you think he over...
Yeah, and it's like, hey, Mo, yo, Cloud, what you doing, baby? Oh, whoa. It was like that, you know?
Too much.
Yeah, it's too much. It's overdid it. I wasn't happy with Barrett. Cloud just sounds generic. Aerith sounded good. Whoever did the voice for Aerith. Tifa sounded pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And I like how Red 13 sounds like a noble type of dude, which he was kind of like a noble guy, noble animal.
What about enemies? You don't have to mention names, but enemies that are in the game too.
I mean, they don't really. I don't think enemies talk. Besides, besides Sephiroth.
Yeah, yeah, but he sounds good.
I mean, sounds similar to like you know Advent Children.
Okay,
like a soft spoken dude.
Yeah,
you know, who keeps his composure when he's
now
talking.
I know you finished the game. Do not mention the story, but. Hours. How many gameplay hours do you think it took you?
I finished the game at 53 hours and 20 minutes.
That's
something
not
like
bad.
That. Something like that. And I did every quest.
For $59.99 a game, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I was happy with the game. But mind you, when I was playing it, there's a bunch of side quests and stuff that's not like Final Fantasy VII. I'm like, what is this? What am I playing?
Yeah.
I thought this was a remake. What is this?
Yeah.
You know?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It started off as a bad thing. I'm like, yo, what am I playing? What are we doing here, man? Like... Come on, man. I understand, like, the, you know, they want you to do as much thing as possible, but I'm like, yo, this is not even the same game. What am I playing?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to spoil anything, but when you end the game, there's a reason why you're playing a bunch of new random stuff.
Okay.
That way.
We'll leave it at
Without,
that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave it at that, because if I keep talking about it, it's going to be spoiled.
Now, I mean, like, as a person that you love Final Fantasy VII.
Yes.
Do you think... We should just stick with the old one, or should we just go and play the new game too?
No, you have to play the new game.
You have to play the new game.
You have to play the new game. If you love Final Fantasy so much, you have to play the new game. Like it's, you have to do it.
Okay.
You just can't just stick with 7. But, not trying to spoil anything, after you play the game,
yeah,
you're going to realize you still need to play 7. Like that game's never going to go away.
Oh, so you need to go back and play the original.
You don't need to go back to, but that game is always going to be alive. Put it that way. Without saying anything more.
Yeah.
That game's always going to be alive.
So that's for people
that... And that's when I finished the game, I was like, oh, I put the control down. I just started applauding, clapping my hands like, Square, you SOBs. I can't believe what you just did. You made 7 still relevant, but we're still playing this game.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
See what you're saying. All right. So I know Final Fantasy VII Remake has the traditional JRPG.
Yeah.
And there's also like kind of like a Kingdom Hearts action.
Yeah, which is the normal mode. And then you got easy classic where I think it plays the game for you. What you do is you're just involved with the spells. You can hit the spells and like summons. But I think it fights for you. I haven't done that mode. I just went straight to normal because I just wanted to play the game as is.
Now, I remember we had a conversation multiple times. I don't know if it was on the show, but I know it was in person. Mm-hmm. You were against playing.
100%.
Now.
100%.
I even told you, bam, try it out.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
No, I mean, I was going to try it out regardless. I was just going to hate it. Well, I tried out. I'm like, this is so stupid.
Have you played Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I never beat Kingdom Hearts because Nano. I used to let Nano borrow my PlayStation 2 to play Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah,
and then eventually I played it, but I mean, I didn't.
It's not
get
your
too
thing.
Far.
Not your thing.
No, it's just I just had other things going on. Like I didn't stick to it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what now I'm saying? Have you tried both? Have you tried the traditional JRPG?
No. I just beat the game on normal, and that was it. Like I didn't go back to it.
No, I'm talking about for Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I beat the game on normal, but I didn't do the other options.
Now, you're satisfied with action RPG?
But now that I beat the game on normal, I think you can play it on hard now. Like, they put the hard.
Oh, you unlocked it?
I think so, yeah.
You're going to go back and do it?
Not right now, because I got to work. I'm just busy with stuff. But eventually, yeah.
Remember, guys, for those who are listening to the show, Bam is considered a casual gamer.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't have no time to play games like this.
It's not that, like, even if I do have time, I'm only going to play something that I have really interest in.
Yeah,
I'm not
exactly.
A type of guy who goes out and tries new stuff.
So is Final Fantasy VII Remake, Metal Gear. There's games that maybe FIFA.
Street Fighter, FIFA, Metal Gear, Final Fantasy VII. Like,
yeah.
Or if they redid 9 or 6.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I'll play it.
I feel like it's important to talk to people like you because you're not one of those like, I go to all these websites to find out news.
No, you're not
Twitter. You just buy the game because that's your game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right? So that's why I was like, I want to talk to you. I want to record a podcast with you.
You know what?
I want to hear your experience. Like, how was it getting into this new style of Final Fantasy? Because I know, since I know Bam, he loves Zelda 64.
Yes. Woo.
The Ocarina of Time.
Mm.
Majora's Mask.
Nah, I wasn't feeling it. I played it. I didn't even beat that game.
That game is like mixed. But I know what type of games Bam likes. So when Final Fantasy VII Remake came out,
the classics.
Yeah, I was like, Bam, Final Fantasy VII. Let's talk. Let's sit down. Let's record a podcast. I feel like it's important.
I was 100% down, and I was always going to buy this game. It's just I was going to be curmudgeon about it. I was going to be like, I can't believe this is so stupid. You know, but I'm still going to play it. But I just would have been upset about it.
But people are going to be like, oh, it's one of those like old cats complaining about the new game.
I was that guy until I played the game. And I called Nano the next day. I'm like, yo, man.
My brother Nano, for those who don't know.
I called him. I was like, yo, man, whatever I said, throw it out the window, man. This game's amazing.
So what, I mean, forget about the ending, but what made you, was there something, forget about the story, but was it the combat that also got their attention? Like, you know what? This is not that bad.
What do you mean?
The combat that you finally has got some hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
On the new combat system for Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Mm-hmm.
Did that got your attention? Like, you know what? This is good. Forget about the story. But just the combat itself.
Yeah, like it grew on me. It grew on me.
It took you because a long time
it was
or
still,
not really?
Because, it was still turn-based. When it came to, like, items or spells, it was turn-based. Because once you, like, heal, your meter has to go back up, just like how the original game was. You had a meter. Once that meter hits, then you could do a spell or item or summon. So that's still turn-based. The only thing is it's just free-for-all is smashing. Where you hit the square button and Cloud's hitting you with the Buster Sword or Tifa's, you know, punching you in the face, Barret's hitting you with the gun. So that's free-for-all, but it's still turn-based on spells and items. And all
who was your favorite character from the original Final Fantasy VII?
Sid.
Okay.
The High Wind dude. The guy on the plane.
Now,
him and Vincent.
Did that change for Final Fantasy VII? Is there a new VII remake? Is there a new character, or is it still the same character?
I respect Tifa a lot more because in the original game I never played with Tifa. This one I'm like, oh man, Tifa's like the best character.
Tifa,
she's knocking dudes out left and right.
Why made you change that decision?
Because she's way more efficient in this game. Because like since like I said, this game is all about, you know, it's a free for all battle mode, you know, fighting. So Tifa's just knocking dudes left and right.
I like her style on the original game, because I think she was sick.
But I never played with her. I always used to put her on the side. The beginning of the game, once Red 13 came in the game, Tifa was gone. Out of here. I would never use Tifa, and I'll never use Aerith.
How many characters can you use on the Final Fantasy VII?
It's still three.
Still three?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing I like about the older Final Fantasy is I can have
four.
Four.
But it made it too crowded, man. Like, I go back and play those games.
No, but I have more options of selecting the type of characters that I want. Mm-hmm. That maybe they have certain powers that others don't have.
Yeah, I understand. I
you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I think the game is dope. Mm-hmm. I'm having a great time. The music is fantastic on Final Fantasy IX. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
No. Yeah, I remember sampling. It's so something.
Good.
I made a beat
it's
off it.
So good.
Yeah.
That people need to, and you and I notice it gets better. And the farther you go in the game, mm-hmm. it gets better and better. Yeah, so the reason why I'm playing is because the game is available on Xbox Game Pass. Mm-hmm. So I'm part of the service to 2022. You know,
yeah. My team was the obviously the little monkey boy. I had the little the guy with the hat, the mage. It was the mage and the knight.
Oh, Vivi.
I used to change the names all the time.
Oh yeah, so it's Vivi.
It was him and the knight.
Yeah.
Those were my three. I think those were my three guys. I think it might be three. Final Fantasy IX might be three.
Okay.
But I remember those were my team. That game was really good. I said it back then. That's the most slept on Final Fantasy ever.
And remember, that game came out at a time where the PlayStation 2 was coming out. This came out. This originally was for the PlayStation 1 era.
Yeah. It looks amazing for PS1.
It looks good, man. It looks really, really good. We were having that conversation. You're thinking about downloading that on your phone.
Yeah, because I have Final Fantasy 7 and 6 on my phone, my iPhone. Like, I play it all the time.
Yeah, I have seven on my Switch.
On your Switch?
Yeah.
It came on the Switch?
All the Final Fantasy came on the Switch.
Oh, then I could get... Well, I mean, I don't have the Switch on me now.
Every single Final Fantasy is available there. And now with Xbox Game Pass, all of them are going to be part of the service. They're just releasing it like here and there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So when I heard about 9, I'm like, look, I don't care about 10 and up.
Yep. Yeah, no, me either.
9... I feel like people really, really slept on that game, mm-hmm. man. You know, so I want to try it out. And every person I've spoken to, they're like, Danny, you're going to enjoy this, man. Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite. I thought people were going to say 6 or 7. They're like, no, this is my favorite Final Fantasy. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I agree.
That's big.
Yes.
That's big, you know.
But after playing this Final Fantasy remake, I was describing the game to my stepson. He's saying, you should go and play 15. Because if you like this remake, you should probably like 15, same battle structure.
I'm not going to lie. I downloaded 15 and I played it, and there was games that just came out and I just stopped playing.
You stopped playing, right?
Yeah. Mm. So, but honestly, I just love the traditional Final Fantasy JRPG, in my opinion.
Like,
there's a game that you definitely got to play. They came out for the Xbox 360 that I think you would love. Lost Odyssey.
It's
JRPG.
Is it new?
No, this is from the Xbox 360 days.
Oh, yeah, okay, 360.
But
okay.
People slept on that game. That game is...
Was that the game that was the illustrator of Dragon Ball? What game was that?
No, that was Blue Dragon.
That game looked cool.
That game, it's good. I feel like Lost Odyssey was like a better game.
It was a better game?
No, don't get me wrong. Blue Dragon, fantastic game.
Yeah.
Good, but Lost Odyssey, amazing. When I remember getting that game for the 360, Microsoft sent me that game.
Yeah.
And it was four disc. So I'm like, oh, man, this is like, reminds me a lot of the old school days, you know what I'm saying? Like when it comes to the JRPG games. And this is the thing that I liked about playing Final Fantasy VII on the original PlayStation. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, yo, I'm on this 2, man. I'm on this 3.
That shows your progress. Yo, I'm on this 2, man.
Yeah, but you know what I noticed? Some discs were shorter than others.
Yeah, because like this 3, you pop in. If you're on this 3, that means you're going to go fight Sephiroth. Like,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Or you can just roam the rest of the world and do side quests.
Yeah.
You want to, you know, build up your chocobos to get nice at the round table.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to go to the golden saucer, whatever.
Yeah. You know? But overall, it was good. Look, I love Final Fantasy. I think that Square Enix had some bumps throughout the series. Some games that looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. Some are like, it's like whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just boring. It looked good, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
But I think they're back, man. I think they're back. And I hope, do you like to see another remake from them? I know they're going to do other episodes of Final Fantasy VII.
I mean, remake of 6, right? I guess, right?
6.
Once they
good.
Finish 7, once they finish this out, maybe.
You know what? 6 or 9. 6 or 9 will
I feel
be,
like
but I don't see them doing that because
I feel like 9 won't be remake because it wasn't critically acclaimed, you know?
In my opinion, 7 was like the most mainstream
absolutely
Final Fantasy game of all time.
Yeah, it's the it's the Terminator 2 of that franchise of Final Fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like, they tried 8, they tried 9, other ones that came out. Mm-hmm. Even they had, like, a Final Fantasy Online. It was never the success of Final Fantasy 7. Yeah. Yes, don't get me wrong. 9 has a great story. Fantastic story.
Great
fantastic
soundtrack.
Soundtrack is good. I love the characters. But believe it or not, when it comes to sales, 7 was like, wow.
Dude, it's crazy. I think it was like groundbreaking numbers at the time.
At the time. And when you play that game, you play the demo from the magazine. Because I remember the magazine
the EGM. Came out. Is it EGM?
No, it was PlayStation Magazine.
That's the PlayStation Magazine.
No, EGM is Electronic Gaming Monthly. That's a totally different one.
Oh, you know what it was? It was the PlayStation Magazine. Yeah. But
I remember because I remember going to your house playing.
But I had EGM where it broke down from the whole disc one. It gave you all the secrets and it gave you all the tutorials and what to do.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. And I had the EGM and I used to follow it on Cosmo Canyon. Go here to get this spell or go there to get that summon or that materia. That's what it was.
That was I know we're almost ending the show, but I remember the time getting that demo from the PlayStation Magazine.
Yeah.
That was groundbreaking because, dude, everybody and their mothers was excited to play that because originally the TV ads, they were only showing the cinematics. They were not showing the gameplay.
They weren't showing no gameplay. It was all
cinematics. So everybody's like, oh my God, that's Final Fantasy?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I have, when I used to collect Dragon Ball on VHS, back in 2000, 2001, 1999, it was obviously those episodes were recorded in Japanese where I have the subtitles. Mm-hmm. And you'll see the commercials at the time. And then I had Dragon Ball GT episodes. Mm-hmm. And you see, I have one tape of Final Fantasy VII.
So this is like in the 90s.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 1997. Like, and at that time, they were showing GT, the Baby Saga. And I have that on recorded of the Final Fantasy VII commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when they, before the game came to the United States, I think Aerith wasn't supposed to die. So if you go back and watch those episodes, you see Aerith with the Hydewind because she's supposed to be alive throughout the whole game. Mm-hmm. And I guess once brought it to America, I guess they changed the plot where Aerith dies and then the disc one, you know?
Yeah.
So when you in go back and look at the game, when you open up the disc, you're going to see Aerith next to her the High Wind because she was supposed to live throughout the whole game. So that's like a little, I guess, like a Easter egg or whatever.
It's most likely it will be online, like on YouTube.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
Now, before we wrap it up, Bam, there's anything else you want to talk about that? Anything else about the game that you feel like is important?
I mean, just go and play it because whatever I'm going to tell you that I loved about the game is... It's going to be a spoiler.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it as that.
Yeah.
Now,
but look, coming from a guy who you know me, and I love turn-based, and I was kind of hating on this remake. If you feel like how I feel, you need to go and play this game because it's going to 100% change your mind within 10 minutes. You're going to be like, yo, nah, I like this new system.
Yeah,
this is dope.
Yeah, this is dope.
But there's so much things going on that I'm not even looking at the scenery.
Yeah.
Because I'm like constantly like going through items, magic, and all that stuff. It becomes turn-based, even though you're fighting in real time, you know?
All right, so we're going to wrap it up in a few. But, Bam, I feel like this is important.
Yeah.
As of recording right now,
yes.
Your album, the new album just came out, is you and DB Cutlass.
Yes, that's my boy. That's my artist in Miami, DB Cutlass. We made an album called Shula and Marino. Basically, I'm supposed to represent as the coach. He's supposed to represent my starting quarterback, and we're both two guys from Miami. So we kind of use that concept to, like, you know, drop an album. Like, you know, when you listen to West Side Gun, he has like a lot of wrestling, WWF, you know, audio. That's what we
WWE.
Did.
WWE.
It's WWF to me.
Yeah,
whatever.
You're back
but
school,
we did that with football. We did that with the Miami Dolphins. When you listen to the album, it's all like football, Miami Dolphins related stuff. You know, I'm supposed to be the coach with the plays. That's me throwing out the beats.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the quarterback executing the plays as the MC.
Now, how long you been working on this album?
We've been working on it maybe 2 years, 2018. We did a song called Bendito, which is like the first song in the album. We did that in 2018.
Okay.
And then we started a couple songs in 2019 before I moved to New York. We recorded, I did Bendito. I recorded No Name Defense. I recorded, what else did I record? Joe Robbie. I recorded that song. And the rest of the album is stuff that after I moved to New York, he recorded with his engineer. You know?
See, like, I heard a preview about this like 2-3 months ago, I think it was.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, man, this album is a classic. Like, I love, I feel like this is like your best produced beats ever. And I feel like this is DB Cutlass' best lyrics ever. Like, I feel like you guys need each other in this, man.
I mean, when it comes to DB, like, I just feel like every project he's lyrically getting better. So this is his latest project. So, yeah, I agree. Yeah. This is probably his best lyrically throwing bars out, you know?
Yeah. So, look, for those that are listening right now, you're into hip-hop. You have a lot of options. Mm-hmm. So you could either buy the album.
Yeah. I don't care. Buy it, look, stream it. It doesn't matter.
You can stream it. You can stream it.
I just want you to hear it. I want you to appreciate it and spread the word. Yeah. That's all I care about.
So you can find us on Spotify.
Yeah. Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, YouTube Music.
Google Music.
Yeah. Any of your favorite streaming, audio streaming sites, it's there to be found.
So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to play the link. Mm-hmm. I'm going to post the link of that album for those that have any of those music services. Make sure to download it, support it, stream it, buy it, whatever you want. Because look, these are independent artists, and you know, when I started GTR,
dude, if you want to bootleg it on a CD, on a 78-minute bootleg CD, and send it to your friends, knock yourself out.
No, that's fine. I don't care. That's fine.
I just want you to listen to it, appreciate it, and just spread the word, man.
Yeah,
just
tell your friends, tell a friend. Exactly. But I want people to subscribe and.
Sure. Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, and the reason why I want them to subscribe and follow you guys, because there's going to be other projects in the future
absolutely.
Between you and DB Cutlass. Mm-hmm. You know, so Bam Beats, you want to spell it out?
BAMBEATZ. Bam Beats.
All together.
All together, yeah. That's it.
And DB Cutlass.
Yeah. So you put Bam Beats X DB Cutlass, and that's the name of the band, like the name of the artist.
The name of the artist.
And then the album is Shula and Marino. And you see a picture of a green photo of Dan Marino and Don Shula looking at each other.
Yeah. Or if you listen to this episode, scroll down. You're going to see all the links for all the music services. You just click.
Just whatever click on
the one that you use, listen to it.
Yeah. Write a comment.
Write a comment if you want to post a review. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, maybe subscribe, follow, whatever.
Yeah, follow.
Because there's going to be other projects, and you will get that notification that album is coming out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Is there any other projects you guys are working on?
Well, at the moment, probably 2 weeks from now, we're going to drop the instrumental album. So anybody who raps, anybody who wants, you know, beats, you can just download those instrumentals from that album and just do whatever you want with it. You know, you want to rap to it, you want to send it to your friends, whatever the case is, it doesn't matter.
Yo, the beats is phenomenal. Thank
you. Appreciate it, man.
Really good.
Half of that album is produced in Miami. The other half is here in New York. So songs like Brutus, songs like Pro Player, songs like Body Bag has that New York feel, while songs like Bandito, No Name Defense was did in Miami. You can hear the difference.
How many songs in total?
It's 10 tracks with an intro, so it totals 9 songs.
9 songs. All right, so there you
and
go.
And then on the song Body Bag, we got my man Sells Grams. He featured on the song. He's a dude that's cool with Tam Boys. He's cool with my man Sho Gotti. Mm-hmm. So that's how I linked up with him, and I just got him on the... It's kind of like... I see this album as like... D-Boy's Illmatic, where like every song is him except for that one song, he's got one feature.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Right, that's good. That's good. Same thing. All right, well, Bam, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
If people want to follow you, how they can follow you?
You can, if you want to catch me on Twitter, just at Bam Beats. What is he? If you want to catch me on Instagram, it's Bam_Beats.
Yeah. That on Twitter. Instagram?
On Instagram, with the underscore.
Cool. All right, so head over to...
Again, or you just put it under the link. Just follow me at these places.
I was going to promote the GTR, but thank you. So head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. Just search for us, GamerTag Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us, subscribe, post a review. It's all good. Mm-hmm. Same thing with your album, right?
Absolutely.
And if you would like to be part of fan mail, and you want to send us questions, comments, or even thoughts about this episode, this is how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much. We're live here in New York City, Central Park. Bam. Mm-hmm. This is my first social distancing recording.
Was it good? Was it all right?
This is good. I'm back, baby.
So that's what are you going to do now? You're going to every guest that lives in the city, tri-state area, you're going to bring them to this bench?
Yeah, we're going to go to this bench and record from far away until there's a vaccine.
Okay, which I don't know when that's going to happen.
Yeah, though. Who knows? Who knows? But I just want to say thank you for recording. No, man.
Thank
it was
you,
a lot of fun, my recording.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. And hit me up on Twitter, man. Follow me on Godfrey, GODFREE. And that's it. Until next time, we're out.
Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.